Do you know what you stand for? What you fight for and all that? We both know what you're doing here isn't for some glory or ideal you believe in. Your heroes are all the same. Lost to your own devices. Absolute in your conviction, but never enough to go all the way. So nothing gets done. Nothing changes. What am I to you? Just a poor villain who ended up on the wrong side of the law. If things were that simple, would I be smiling at you, knowing damn well you're just as bad as me? You can judge me, you could even take me in. You won the fight, but what is winning? Does it make you better than me? Am I just at your mercy? I guess in some ways I am. But does it matter? You're the one questioning everything. I know perfectly who I am and why I fight this. Why this little war of yours isn't just about winning. There's a lot more to it. And if you think it's going to end without bloodshed, you're sticking your head in the sand and pretending not to see what everybody shows you. Is that it? You'd prefer a pretty lie to an ugly truth. Then what am I? I'm what you thought could never be real. I'm not just an enemy. I'm a monster. I've wandered the streets and plunged more people into chaos. But what does that really mean? Did I kill them? Maybe some of them. Those who got in my way. I might not have held back as much as I could have, and I'll admit that. Not everybody's good all the time, and you're never gonna make the right decision. Whenever you think about it, we're all just trying our best, aren't we? What I am is more than a monster, but less than a man. At least in your eyes, isn't it? What's the matter? Those eyes are much too tender for heroism. Let me give you a piece of advice. Shut me up before I make you question something. Worldviews are fragile after all. Don't you get it? I'm not just living here because I had to. I'm not doing this because someone ordered me. I'm fighting for what I believe in, just like you're thinking you're doing the same. We're not the same, you and I. Nothing alike. But as they say, there isn't a true right or wrong in a war. Each side always has something, some reason. Whether it be some unjust, forceful maneuver, or something even worse. What do you think dragged me in? Consequence, my dear. I'm a victim of consequence, just like you're a victim of propaganda. Did you think your side was universally good? Then they don't tell you what they did to Hawks and Dobby. What they did to lots of us. Do you know why they don't tell you about the cracks in their facade? Because it's easier. It's easier to look perfect. It's easier to be like All Might. But even he, he's not what you think he is. I won't call him a horrible one. He's fairly good. but even he has his skeletons in the closet. Things that even he couldn't save. Things that he lost along the way. I'm not. You may see me as the monster, but if I were to be compared to any of them, be honest with me. Am I anything like those monsters you've seen? Have you witnessed me tormenting or harming? No. That's just it. It takes a monster to understand one. And I've been thrust into this by association. Do you think heroes would ever look at me and see past my rough exterior? I could never be a hero based on the merit of that alone. I was bound for this life, as perhaps your easy on the eyes looks made you more than suitable for hero life. No, I'm not discrediting your talent. Then I'd be a sore loser. You won the fight. But did you win the war? If you annihilate all of us, is it your so well-earned victory? Or something else? What do you think when you look at me? What if I told you I didn't always look like this? That it grew into me, that my life was appended by my own quirk, that everything I thought I knew about myself was ripped out of me, left to be a beast. Do you think I didn't try to be a vigilante? I believed in it. I believed in him. Then I grew up a little. Always getting accused. Spent time in Tartarus. Do you know why? 'Cause I was a convenient cop-out for some bastard detective who thought I fit the description of a monster. There was no justice that day, just like there won't be in the future either. It's always how you look. What they see in your eyes. Do you see? My eyes that glow slightly. My cadence that carries the growl of a deadly monster. It's all a farce. Society wants to keep the pretty, the wonderful, the gallant, where there's no room for ones that look like me. I look closer to a gnomo than a human, don't I? You don't have to butter me up now. I know the truth, and you're a terrible liar. Admit it. I look monstrous. Absolutely terrible, don't I? Yet you're not moving, just keeping me here. Why? Is there something you get from all this? Some satisfaction? Or do you know deep down my words aren't just bullshit? That I'm speaking because I lived through it. I lived through the worst times of my life. Would you believe I graduated at UA? It tastes like ash in my mouth to say that name. That's gone. I happen to know that you're from there as well. Why? Your techniques bleed Aizawa's. Your cadence, All Might's. You are a protege of sorts, aren't you? Someone who met with the worst of society and remained pure. I told myself I wouldn't care what they saw me as, that I could be a hero even if I was meant for the dark. And then I learned when my friends turned on me. A clever way to salvage a PR disaster. I lost everything because they saw me as the monster that I never was. A worse man if I really was what they saw me as. They'd all be dead, rotting right now. But some of us, darling, some of us don't have it in our hearts to be like them. I may lack the conviction that you so happily parade about, but I never betrayed anyone. I never stopped them. I never killed. I could have. My quirk was always mocked. Said to be a villain's quirk. After all, if I were to bite them and steal a little life force, I'd be tenfold as strong as I am. But I don't. Do you know why? Because I'm just as scared of that as anyone else. When you watch yourself turn into a beast and you can't go back, you see in the mirror a fucking monster. You don't want to let that monster be what people see of you. Fade into what is. I didn't want to prove them right. Do it. Subdue me. Put your cuffs on me if you want. Take me back to Tartarus. God knows it might be better to rot away in that cell than be constantly compared to the real monsters just because of how I'm perceived. How they use my friends. We were friends since we were small. We all made it into UA. And we all made it with graduating together. And for the slightest bit of edge in the rankings, they let me take the fall for them. Because I had no chance. They justified it, apologized after I was made out to be a murderer. They visited me. Some of them. Perhaps the guilt was too much. I couldn't tell you. Others convinced themselves they were in the right, formulated me into their little world view to see me as guilty when they fucking knew I would never do that. I spend my life chasing a dream with my friends, and the moment I couldn't turn back into my beautiful form, my heroic looking human self, when my quirk lost control, I lost them. My heart was torn to ribbons. I am only a monster to them. My friends, they look at me, and if they ever see me again, even more painful. I'll give you that. You haven't looked at me with eyes filled with disgust or repulsion. I appreciate that much. But look at me, like a werewolf from a twisted fairy tale. Like a monster that hides under the bed. What life is there for me? What hope? You would dare try and empathize. They'll do the same to you. I'm afraid Beauty and the Beast is a fairy tale for a good reason. And why would you go so far when what you're dealing with is just a monster? You could say that. Everyone would believe you. No one would question it. You would get free promotion up that ladder. Maybe even making it quite high. Because my former friends would rally around you so they don't have to feel the guilt. The more they dehumanize me, the higher they climb. I'd be a liar if I said it didn't hurt. It does. More than I can put into words. And I wish I was crueler sometimes. Wouldn't life be easier proving them right at this point? Why would you care? Why should I expect you to do anything but what a hero does? You subdue the villain, and I go rot in a cell, forgotten and unbothered. Why are you crying? Does it hurt that much to see someone hurting? I'll admit defeat there. Maybe you are a real hero. But it doesn't change anything, little hero. Let you win. You think I just played the role? You think I did it to get sent back there? Was it really that obvious? Does it change anything? Save me. Those words don't sound as promising as I think you may think. I want to believe it, but you're nothing more than a stranger. Someone who heard a story of another stranger. Even if you choose to believe it, I'm still nothing more than a monster. And what if I am? What if I have that heart that you say I do? What does it change? What changes if I'm stuck like this? I don't mean to disrespect you, but no one's going to take your words over theirs. They're much higher ranking. And besides, even if you made it all the way like you say you want to be the symbol of peace, Why would they change when it's easier to judge things this way? A bet. That's what you're suggesting. A bet at this point. So what? You're breaking hero code right now. You can't just hide me away. They'll find out. And they'll try and silence you. I didn't ask for a savior. I never told you to do this. Why go so far for me, little hero? Your kindness is wasted on me. What do you think? It just ends up a fairy tale. That everything they've done just can be undone. You're far too soft to be a hero. Far too kind. Far too much for me to deal with. Listen to me. Turn away if you won't arrest me. Then leave. For your own sake, leave. I told you, this place, the moment they learn of you helping me, they'll try and silence you. Please, don't make my heart have hope again. It's been too many times. I don't want to hope. I don't want to believe. I'm a terrible liar, too. But even then, what changes? Even if you save me, redeem me in the eyes of the public, it wouldn't. Why are you smiling? You're being foolish. Incredibly so. I suppose it's my defeat then. My loss. As pitiful as it is, it isn't something I'll argue or anything of the sort. What am I even supposed to say? There's a well of emotions. I almost forgot it. I had. But none of them come to the surface. Only that you see right through me. No. No. Leave. Your stubbornness, it's going to endanger you. I'm a liability. Can't you see it? Your pristine record, your stardom chance, would be ruined if they so much as hear that you're helping me. Please, don't do that. I'm asking you for your own sake. What about me? Exactly, what about me? I'm just a stranger trapped in this prison of a body. And no matter how much you see past the monster, you're the only one. I was sure my friends would be like you. Back then, they thought it was the most amazing thing when I could transform back and forth. I was still human enough for them. But when I couldn't, they distanced. They turned and stabbed me. Only one of them went so far as to literally frame me. The others were complicit, but I always wanted to ask why. Why? Why? Why do that to me? And here you are, wasting your time with me. There's a war going on, and you waste your time with someone insignificant like me. You are impossible. And what of it? Your place. And what do you mean by that? To hide me away? You must be more stupid than you look. The moment someone finds out, everything ends. They'll treat you like me. Why? Why don't you get it? You selfless little fool. You should just let me rot like they did. I don't know where to begin. Since you've arrested me, I have no choice but to comply for now. Do you think yourself safe, harboring a monster in your house? Just because I have a heart doesn't mean I don't have my demons. Why involve yourself? Righteous little fool. I can't say I hate you. But if I didn't know any better, I'd say you were the first genuine person I've interacted with in years. That's a bittersweet feeling. Feeling it all. I wish my power, that it made me as stupid as the monster they see. But it doesn't. Not even a little bit. I know what you're saying. But please, reconsider. I don't want you to have your life ruined because of me. I've already been a victim of that. I won't be like them. I won't be. Of course, you're too stubborn to let me go. I hope you won't regret this, sheltering me. I wasn't saying it because I was going to make you regret it. I'm not like that. Just afraid. I've never been able to be close with anyone ever since them. My hopes, my first love, everything tossed down the drain. What makes you think this beast is worth your time? Your words, I can't believe them yet. But I suppose I can't deny a part of me wants to believe that you see past the monster in front of you, that you don't look at me in disgust. But it takes a while to understand, to trust. You understand that much, don't you? That's no fault of yours. In fact, you're the single most selfless person I think I've ever seen, ever came across. So, wear it like a badge or don't believe me. I'll stay with your little plan for now. Just promise me, if they turn on you, if they put your life in danger, toss me away. Use me. Not because you're like them, but because I don't want what happened to me to come to anyone else ever again. You may not like those words. In time that comes, but I hope, even despite it all, you see me as more than the monster. Beauty and the Beast was your favorite. Well, I can't say it wasn't mine either. It brought me comfort thinking that maybe those fairy tales would someday be for me. I was naive. Fairy tales, they remain just the same, don't they? A bold claim. We'll see how long it clings to your tongue. The feeling that you can redeem me, save me, or just befriend me. Don't risk yourself, little hero. Don't be so reckless. Someone will take advantage of that. And I don't want to see someone so pure, so kind, ever done in the same way as me. Do I now? Sounding like a broken record. I do, don't I? Trapped in that moment. For years. But for once, I might just have a little hope yet. Still flickering to light, like one final match before the darkness takes me. Perhaps you're that flicker, that match, that spark. Because now I can only see you as the hero. The one who is worth this story. That even fairy tales might have a chance in this world. If only life was so kind. You'll prove that you keep saying. Then what else can I respond except, I'll wait for that day. As long as it takes. Because nothing would make me happier than you being correct.